This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. We are at Anarchapulco 2018, the final day of the event. Get to talk to new faces, new people we've never met before, and old friends, people who kind of are regulars. And it's actually been too long, John Bush, since you have been on Free Talk Live. Welcome back.
Hey, Ian, thanks for having me. Man, it's been a while.
It is always a pleasure. I don't remember the last time I saw you. It must have been in New Hampshire at some kind of thing. You weren't here last year, right?
No, this is my first Anarchapulco. I love
what do you think so far?
I think it's probably my favorite Liberty Conference. There's a whole aspect of spirituality and self-growth that I think has been missing in large part from the broader Liberty movement. And I think when you combine the political freedom with the personal freedom, there's a lot of opportunity for some magic.
I agree. I think that, and I said this earlier, I don't know if it was this show or a previous one, but that, you know, this event has taken the mantle from Porkfest. It used to be Porkfest. That was like the big Liberty event. They hit like 1,500 people at one point, camping festival in New Hampshire, and they kind of jumped the shark at one point, and they still exist, but it's more of like a family thing now. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but this event is amazing, and it's getting numbers at, I think, 1,600 to 1,700 people are here this weekend. That's according to Nathan Freeman, the organizer of the event. So obviously they're going to do 2019. They're already apparently selling tickets of the end of this event. So anarchapulco.com. If you've been listening to us throughout the weekend and you're excited about what's been happening here or you want to check it out for yourself, you really ought to go to anarchapulco.com and get your tickets soon because this one sold out. Now, they are going to move into the larger room over there next year, which holds up to 3,000 people. So they're going to have more room next year. But if the growth curve is anything like what it was between last year and this year, it could be another sellout in 2019. So be advised.
This is global, too. It's international. There's people from all over the world, which isn't something you experience with most American Liberty conferences.
Because a lot of people don't want to come to the United States. They don't want to deal with the TSA. They don't want to deal with customs and all that. It is not a free place, and you can't blame anybody for that.
Speaking of Porkfest, Kat went like 6 years in a row. I went 5 years in a row, but we decided not to go anymore when they banned Ian Freeman.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, they jumped the shark.
We decided to vote with our feet on that one.
You weren't the only one. But actually what we did last year was a few people went to Rogers Campground before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it was called a couple different things. Somebody called it Shire Fest, Somalia Fest, and then we ended up kind of the joke was that if you're attending Shire Fest, you have to have your own fest. So everybody kind of came up with their own fest name. Nice. So like mine was Jazzy Fest. We had my dog Jazzy there. So that was fun. And I think we're going to do that again this year just, you know, because people love Rogers Campground and it's a great excuse to come up there. It wasn't, you know, there wasn't any organization. There was no...
Like it better that way.
Yeah, I mean, it was like Porkfest was in the very beginning when it was just a group of libertarian, anarchist, voluntarist types showing up to the woods and camping with each other. That's really all it was. And then if somebody wants to put something on, then let them do that on their own. Let them bring their own stage or whatever, bring their own equipment and do that. So self-organization, decentralization, that's what it got back to. And, you know, there weren't more than a couple dozen people there. So it was pretty intimate, pretty small.
But quality, not quantity.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully that'll happen again this year. In fact, Jay Noon, I don't know if you know Jay, but he's getting married at Shire Fest this year. So it's before Porkfest. That's what's going to happen. So it gives us an excuse to go back to Rogers. And it's actually great now because Free Talk Live, we broadcast from there. And we've changed how we do the show. You notice we're here in the middle of the day, right? Like Free Talk Live's an evening show. So we're actually recording show segments. And we started doing this at a Bitcoin conference a couple of years ago. And it just works so much better for us because, you know, if you're walking by and we got an open seat, you can just sit down and we can record. We don't have to say, hey, John, can you come back at 8 o'clock tonight? Yeah. You know, after everybody's gone to the party or
whatever.
Anarchists
don't like that.
Right. Nobody wants to, you know, come back later on. So it makes it easier for our guests. It makes it easier for us. And it means that we actually get to hang out at nighttime, which is something we were never able to do before. So we actually brought that model to Rogers last year. And since we don't have to do the show live, that means we didn't have to be up in that room. So, like, we were always in this upstairs room in the Rogers Campground facility. And, you know, in the early years when we were kind of a new thing, people were excited. They'd come up and see us. But later years, it was like, Free Talk Live, they're always there. We've got other things to do. So this time we got to be, like, at a picnic table in the campground. We had, like, a PA speaker that was kind of blasting out. And so anybody walking by could see us and come on over and watch the show or whatever. So, it was really a lot of fun. So that's the way we're going to keep doing things.
Cool.
Now, you used to do some radio. You've been in and out on various different productions and podcasts. And what was it? Rise Up Radio was
Rise
one
Up
of
radio
them.
On LRN.FM.
That's right. You were doing mornings or something like that at one point.
Good old days.
And then you did a Sovereign BTC.
Uh-huh.
Now, weren't you bringing that back? What was going on with that one? What's the status of Sovereign BTC?
Lately, so I have two kids and I'm an entrepreneur.
Take some time.
Yeah, so I was just too burnt out for too long and in workaholic mode. I'm kind of trying to refocus on my priorities and try to
keep
spend
it simple.
More time with my family, more leisure, and doing a lot of automating and delegating in my business. So lately I've just been doing Facebook Live videos. So all you got to do is whip out your phone, write a short description, and hit go live. And I was actually getting a lot of traction with Bitcoin stuff back when Bitcoin was like 15,000, 19,000, 19,5.
Sure.
And the price went down and
people
go back to sleep except for the diehards.
Right.
We've been here through it all. But I'd like to bring some kind of programming back. I've been really focused on entrepreneurship and my family, but I have an activist heart and I have a lot to say. And so I'm feeling that kind of push to get back into some sort of show or whatever. So
well, you know we're here for you if you if you ever want to do that. Now, you are doing something different these days. You are into Kratom.
Yep.
Now, the listeners out there, some of them may be familiar with Kratom, but it's probably a new concept for a lot of folks. So what is it?
Kratom is derived from the ground-up leaves of the Kratom evergreen tree, which is part of the coffee family. And it's grown primarily in Southeast Asia. There's two distinct classes. There's red vein, red leaf, and then there's white, green, and yellow. People take the red vein, red leaf for pain, relaxation. It has a sedative effect. People take the white, green, and yellow for energy, mild euphoria, mental focus, anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And a good bulk of our customers actually take Kratom instead of prescription pain medicine. And so one of its best uses
is... So it's not addictive?
Well, it can be habit forming.
Okay.
So if a lot of people become addicted, straight up addicted, physically dependent on Oxycontin, for example.
Sure do.
They get in a bad accident, and then the doctor prescribes Oxycontin, and then before you know it, they're hooked on it.
Right, then the prescription's over, and then they hit the black market and pay $20 a pill so they can get more Oxys.
Or for some people, the Oxy no longer has an effect, so they upgrade to heroin.
Oh, yeah.
Or there's some people that are just heroin users. They had a hard time, some trauma, and they're using a substance in order to overcome that. And so they decide, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. I want my life back.
Right.
Or we had a customer in California who wasn't able to tend to her grandchildren, and she would kind of like sit on the bed shaking because she was on so much Oxycontin. And so they look for solutions. They try to get off. They go to their doctor, and they just prescribe them stuff like methadone. Or people that are on heroin, they go to a methadone clinic.
More opiates.
More opiates, more pharmaceuticals, more money for the pharmaceutical industrial complex. But a lot of people are discovering Kratom, which is completely natural, has very few, if any, side effects, and it enables people to quit the opiates and minimize the withdrawal symptoms. Because people want to stop, but they can't stop because they try to stop, and they feel terrible, and they throw up and vomit, but they're able to take this Kratom kind of as a transition period and get off. Now, some people continue to take the Kratom.
It could be habit forming?
Can be habit forming, yes. So if someone was like hardcore addicted to heroin, for example, and they're taking a lot, like half an ounce or 8 to 10, 12 grams of Kratom every single
dosed?
Day. Yeah, you could take it in capsules. You can mix it with juice. Some people do become dependent on it, and it's hard to get off. But the way I see it, it's massive harm reduction because these people were previously addicted to Oxycontin.
So it's better to be on Kratom because it's a natural product, and it doesn't have the consequences of
use? Yeah, unlike what the FDA would have you believe, you can't die from taking too much Kratom. Now, there have been people, they say, die because of Kratom, but they had all sorts of other stuff in their system, even heroin in their system. But I personally take it. I haven't taken it since I've been down here because I'm in relaxation mode. But whenever I'm in hardcore entrepreneur mode and I just kind of start getting cloudy throughout the day, I take some and it really just sharpens your focus and kind of puts you in the zone and really makes it easier to work. Sometimes I take it when I'm stressed and like my kids are giving me a hard time and I'm finding that I'm not parenting in my values. I'll take a teaspoon of Kratom and it just kind of lightens things up. So
how long does it take to take effect once you dose the
Freedom? 10 minutes or so, ten minutes.
It's pretty quick.
Yeah, relatively quick. It's cool. People take it instead of taking Adderall. People whose brains are just firing.
So it's good for like the ADHD crowd. Uh-huh. Hang on, John. You want to stick with us here for another segment here. John Bush is here, and we're going to continue from Anarchapulco 2018. Talking about Kratom, I want to get into the legal status of this because things are getting a little ugly out there, and I'm sure you've been keeping up with it. So more coming up here in moments from Free Talk Live at Anarchapulco 2018.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This
This is Free Talk Live, and we're at Anarchapulco 2018 with old friend of the show, John Bush, former talk show host on LRN.FM. Still based out of Austin, Texas, I take it, John?
Yep, but we're trying to go global and do a lot more traveling lately, so
it's nice. Nice if you can do that.
Yeah.
It's hard for us to get away, but it is nice to have the excuse to jump out of New Hampshire for just a short period of time, especially during the wintertime here in Acapulco, where we're right on the beach at the beautiful Princess Resort. A sellout crowd for Anarchapulco 2018. It's my second year at this event. Mark's third year. It's been fantastic, and just a lot of fun talking to cool, liberty-oriented folks. And there's, of course, great presentations that are going on inside. All right, let's continue, though, and talk a little bit more about Kratom. But first, I do want to let you know about Zencash. Now, we're big fans of cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live. And Zencash is one worth taking a look at. They started in 2017, so it is a brand new cryptocurrency. When it comes to looking at cryptos, there's a lot of choices out there. You need to figure out what's important to you. Now, to me, what's important is the founding. Who put this thing together? Is this a scam? Are these people that don't have any reputation? Or, in this case, in Zencash, they're liberty-minded people. They're voluntarists. These people actually wrote they wrote voluntarism into the white paper of this cryptocurrency. So you know they're coming from a place of understanding economics. They're coming from a place of understanding liberty. That, to me, is an important foundational basis to create a cryptocurrency. And then on top of that, you get some of the best technology, like the zero-knowledge anonymity. So Zencash is an anonymous coin, or it can be used anonymously. It has a public version as well. But it's got the anonymous factor, which is super important to a lot of people in the liberty movement. And then you add to that the decentralized autonomous organizations that they're forming right now to govern the currency, which, of course, our listeners may realize was very successful with the Dash cryptocurrency. Having that decentralized autonomous organization helps make these things more successful. So they're bringing in some of the best technology. They've got the right ideas. You should go and research it for yourself. Go to Zencash.com, and that's where you can learn a lot more about Zencash. That's, once again, Zencash.com. As we continue here, John Bush, Ian Freeman here with you from Anarchapulco. We were just talking about Kratom, which you become a big fan of. You're actually selling Kratom these days through mybravebotanicals.com. And you were just talking about how Kratom has helped people get off of opiate addictions. And you just touched on that it's helping people with, like, ADHD who've been taking speed, basically, legal speed.
Yeah.
Helps them focus. You were saying you were using it for your business when you're feeling a little bit loopy or, not able to focus.
Yep.
You take some Kratom, and you're able to get things done.
Yep. Yeah, it sharpens you up. And we do accept Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, and Litecoin.
Very cool.
Hope to add to that spread. But, there's two distinct classes. There's the reds, which are good for pain, relaxation, really help overcome withdrawal symptoms. And there's the white, yellow, and green. And those have more of an energetic effect, mental focus, mild euphoria. And, some people take them for anxiety. And the reason why it's come under attack from the government is because it's an awesome alternative that not only is it more natural and healthy for you, but it's also more affordable than these pharmaceuticals.
And so, anything that's a threat to the pharmaceutical industry, the government's going to go after it.
That's right. Yeah, and the prescription pain medicine industry does like $20 billion a year in the United States.
Yeah.
And it's estimated that Kratom does like $5
billion. So wow. That's a pretty significant
chunk.
Yeah. So they proposed, I remember a couple years ago, they did propose to ban Kratom at the federal level. And I remember reading that there was a huge outpouring of people, because the claim is that Kratom will get you effed up. It is people are using it to get high or whatever. And maybe that's true for some people. But what they ended up hearing from was all these sick people who had written in and said, "You want to take my medicine away from me?" I imagine you paid close attention to that.
Yeah, the DEA tried to add it to Schedule 1, along with heroin and LSD and, of course, marijuana, of all things.
Which,
or cannabis,
them,
I should say.
Which, according to them, Schedule 1 means no accepted medical use.
That's right, and it'll be a federal felony to possess or to sell. So it was really incredible, and I'm an anarchist, philosophically and practically, but it was incredible to see that the government and the legislators actually did the right thing in this instance, and there was a massive uprising. Because the thing about Kratom, as I was saying before in the last segment, is it gives people their lives back. And for people that have Kratom has had such a major impact on their life, they're going to pick up the phone and call their congressman. They're going to show up to a rally. They're going to write a letter. They're going to fax a letter. And that's exactly what people did. So there's awesome industry associations like the American Kratom Association that did a lot of activism. We helped to organize a rally in Austin. There was rallies all across the country in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And this American Kratom Association managed to get like 54 U.S. congressmen to sign on to a letter urging the DEA to
back off.
And there was actually 10 senators, and they're all in budgets and foreign affairs, and they actually got involved as well. So it was cool to see the government actually do the right thing. The DEA backed off and instead said, we want the FDA to do some research for us. And that's what's been happening lately. And the FDA has since released a couple press releases. And they recently did this bogus junk science study saying that Kratom is an opiate, which is not derived from the poppy seeds or anything in the least.
You said it's
not
the coffee family, right?
Yeah, it's the coffee family. Now, it does interact with your opioid receptors. And the big thing that's exceptional about Kratom compared to opiates, they have similar effects and they help people with similar problems, is that the Kratom doesn't have respiratory dampening, right? That's why how a lot of people die from opiate overdoses is because it makes it hard for them to breathe.
Really?
They take too much, they overdose, and they die because they can't breathe.
Wow.
That's not the problem with Kratom. So it's like double think when the FDA says that people are becoming addicted and it's hurting the opiate crisis that we have in the United States, because in reality it's helping in large part. It's giving people their life back. People can function normally taking Kratom regularly compared to being a heroin addict or taking Oxycontin and trying to go to work or drive or deal with their family and stuff. And so
you mentioned that you have used it for work, like it helps you focus. How many doses do you typically take in a day? Is it an all-day thing or is it once a day? And I imagine it's different for different people, but what's kind of typical for you?
So I have some right here. And I know the listeners can't see, but this is probably
like
about an ounce or
powder.
Two. Yeah, it looks just like a powder, and it's made from the ground up leaves of the tree. So I would take 2 teaspoons for a dose, and that's usually all I would take
mix
all
it in
day.
Some
I mix
water.
It with straight water. Now, it does taste like bitter green tea, so a lot of people take capsules or they do a toss and wash method. But I would take 2 teaspoons, and literally, so I have caffeine in the morning, usually yerba mate. I try to be as natural as possible. And then around 2 or 3, when I'm working really hard, I usually start to crash and kind of get a little tired, a little foggy. And so sometimes I would take more caffeine, but that would keep me up all night and make me feel like crap. And I would crash later in the evening. But I would take some Kratom, and, man, it just give me the focus and the drive and, like, man, I got this. And it actually changes your state of mind slightly to where, like, sometimes if you're feeling depressed, you're just kind of down and bogged down. You take some Kratom, and it just kind of lifts you up and changes it from a scarcity mindset to abundance mindset is one thing that it does for me.
Right on.
So it's cool. Now, there are some people, like I said, they were addicted to heroin, and they take 5-6 doses a day. They take maybe 10 times as much as I do. And some people try to dog on me, like, oh, you're just selling a drug. You're helping these addicts. But like I said, at the end of the day, it's harm reduction.
Yeah.
So to be addicted to Kratom, there's far less harm than being addicted to heroin. As I said, you can't die from overdosing on Kratom.
Are you shipping around the world or just U.S.? Where are you shipping to?
Just the U.S. Yep.
Okay. Yep. Could you do around the world or no?
Someone would buy a lot. We import it from Indonesia by the kilo, and then we package it up and ship it around. So
MyBraveBotanicals.com. If you've been thinking about trying Kratom, you probably should go through John Bush. He knows what he's talking about here. MyBraveBotanicals.com. John, always great to see you, man.
Yeah, keep it up, guys.
Yep. Be well, and we'll keep in touch, of course. More coming up here from Anarchapulco 2018 in moments. This is Free Talk Live, brought to you by Bitcoin.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at the final day of Anarchapulco 2018. It has been really an epic weekend so far. And I guess for some people it's not even over yet. There's the Dollar Vigilante Expo thing that's going to be happening on Monday. So there's still even more content for the people that want to pay a little bit extra.
And my three workshops.
Let's talk about that. Adam Kokesh joining us here. It's Ian and Mark under
did
our...
Did I jump my intro there?
That's okay, man. You're basically a co-host on Free Talk Live. I mean, you're one of the people, one of the few people that we could pull in and sit down for 3 hours and...
When you need a break.
And talk. Yeah, absolutely. And you've been in our studio in Keene before as a co-host back when I was in jail for civil disobedience. And so we're here at Anarchapulco. For listeners maybe just tuning in, it is a conference in its fourth year. It's the first year the conference has sold out, and it's sold out at a capacity of three times or four times as many people as attended last year. So the growth has been incredible, because you were here last year.
Yep, last 2 years.
And this is my second year, and the growth is expected to continue. They're going to get a larger venue in this same hotel, the Princess Resort. We're literally a stone's throw away from the beach. It's right over there. And just a beautiful location, plenty of cool people. Adam Kokesh, you know, obviously you're doing a lot of things, but let's talk about the conference here. I mean, how's it been going for you so far? I know you've been on stage. You were in a discussion with Cynthia McKinney.
Yeah, well, today it was amazing, and there's a real community here. You can tell it's a community of entrepreneurs and activists, and that I think is there's an Anarchapulco family, and they've really faced a lot of challenges, tripling in size in 1 year. I mean, right. You guys have been involved in a lot of conferences, a lot of events. You know the logistic challenges that go along with that, and I got to hand it to them for pulling this off, and nobody, none of them have been taken off to the insane asylum, which is an amazing thing.
That we know of. I don't see Berwick around.
I just saw him. He checks in every afternoon and then checks out for the evening to come back to join us.
Right.
But, he's done an amazing job, and especially Nathan Freeman, and as you mentioned, I brought in Cynthia McKinney today. I couldn't get an extra speaking slot or stage time to have our own presentations. So I used my stage time to say, look, Nathan, if you can bring her here, I want to present her to this community. And for those of you I'm sure a lot of people who don't know about Cynthia, because
I want to know because you're talking about she's a former, was she a rep, a U.S. rep?
Well, I'll give the whole story.
Yes, please.
She really is a hero of mine.
Okay.
And I don't use that term lightly.
I don't imagine you do.
All.
No.
And I know people say it to me, call me a hero, and I go, wait, because you saw a couple of videos. Like, yeah, their videos are awesome. Like, no. You better have a deeper standard. You better have some real heart connection, something to do before you want to say that someone is a hero. But Cynthia McKinney was a six-term, or is a former six-term congresswoman from Georgia, and she was a Democrat, because she came from Georgia, and that was the values that she was brought up in.
Right.
But she has been a shining example of courage and integrity in her time in Congress. There's video of her grilling Donald Rumsfeld about the $3 trillion missing on September 10th, 2001.
Hmm.
She was the leading critic of the Bush administration during the war in Iraq, grilling Wolfowitz, Rumsfeld, Cheney, all those other pricks who just destroyed. It's too emotional for me.
You were in the military.
I was there. I was in Fallujah when she was woke and fighting against that. And then she was a green. Well, she was gerrymandered and tricked out of her seat in a way. They had Republicans crossover voting in her district where they have open primaries in Georgia, and they beat her in the primary that way. And she was also the first member of Congress, and really the only one to do so in a meaningful way, to question 9/11, because she was right there as it was happening and saw all of the dynamics around it, and was the leading voice of the truth movement before there was such a thing.
Okay.
And then she was a Green Party nominee for president in 2008 and was endorsed by Ron Paul along with Chuck Baldwin and Ralph Nader, and I was there for that, and that was when I first met her in person, and it really was an inspiration to me, and because I don't want to say his name, but, Bob Barr
was the Libertarian
nominee in 2008. I was very comfortable voting for Cynthia McKinney, even though at that time she was distinctly a typical leader of the Green Party.
Yeah.
And of course,
she's basically a socialist, right?
You may have heard on stage today.
No.
She announced that she's an anarchist.
Wow.
I was so honored.
People can change.
To take credit for some of that. She gave me a chunk of the credit for that because I interviewed her for Adam vs. the Man in 2013. You remember back when I had a reliable, regular show? I was doing three hours a night.
That's right.
And I got to interview her for an hour, and it was the first time that she had been presented with, the ideas of voluntarism, anarcho-capitalism, libertarianism. And she not only has she, made that evolution for herself, because she still retains a lot of her sympathies, her perspectives, her analyses from that background of someone from the left,
sure,
of a unique integrity.
It doesn't matter whether you come from the left or the right in this movement. Basically, it just comes down to, are you willing to use the force of guns to force other people to live the way you want them to live? And you can have whatever particular values. You may you can believe in feminism. You can believe in the men's rights movement. None of those things matter at all.
No doubt about it. I'm talking with Mark, we ought to interview Cynthia. She's a big name. We want to ask why she's here, and that's interesting that she's now considering herself more part of the Liberty community. And I'd be interested in hearing her explain her change and how she came to those conclusions.
Yeah, well, we'll if I can't find her today.
She's right over there.
Oh, hey. Well, then I'll make sure she's next.
All right, cool.
Yeah, and I can't really speak for her, but what we had on stage today was such a powerful, beautiful thing. And what we were both shocked to find is that there are a lot of people here who are also big fans of hers, who have come up to, when Terry Brock introducing me to introduce her, dropped her name, people are cheering already.
Wow.
out of this, and it was really cool to see that, people who came to see me speak, already, it seemed like maybe a quarter of them knew enough about her to be really appreciative. But by the end of our presentation, and we made it more like I'm presenting her to this community and taking questions. So we did a political speed dating thing where people wrote questions on cards and went through them quickly, and I was just sort of moderating, asking her questions. And by the end of it, it was 100%. And wow. And if I may sort of sidebar to that, for me, what I've always been most proud of in my time as an activist, and you guys have been around long enough to have a sense of this, is it's not, you know, what I've accomplished in for myself in my name, but what I've accomplished in lifting up other activists. And the best compliment I think I've ever received was that I'm an activist.
Yeah.
And I mean, you guys know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
That it's about mentoring. It's about lifting other people up. I mean, it's a huge thing about what you guys do with Free Talk Live, that you bring in guest hosts, that you share the platform, that you allow other people to promote their projects, their activism. And that is so huge. And I want that to be the default for the movement, for people to say, you know what, for me, being an activist means that I have to. It is inherent in being an activist, and it means someone who accepts support, donations, you know, whatever help that we get from the general public. Say, if you're helping me, you know, I got to be able to. I want to pass that on. I want to maximize that. I want to synergize that, and I want people to know that when they give to me, they're giving to everybody whom I give to.
Right. The current paradigm when it comes to media is to build your brand.
Yeah.
The paradigm is to monopolize as much of that audio and as much of that video as you possibly can, and you know, that's all, that's fine and dandy. But if you're either building your brand or you're achieving what the goal is, and for me, it's the achieving the goal. That's what I'm looking for.
It's about building a movement.
Yes, build a network, build a movement.
And showing people that these are good ideas, they're effective, they're moral, they work, and showing them that there's a community there that they can plug into now. It's not, you know, this is 1,700 people at this one conference.
Oh, it's a lot more. I've never been to a libertarian event that you couldn't sneak into.
That's true, and there have been a few things. Even during Ron Paul, they just all the guards were gone. Anybody who wanted to walk in during Ron Paul's speech, they were able to, which was cool, you know? So it's a great group of folks.
I walked around half the day without my tag on.
Did you forget
it? I had it in my pocket. I didn't want to blow away. It kept blowing in the wind and catching me in the face, so I took it off. And then,
I have an appreciation. I mean, that's how when we did Keenvention for a few years in New Hampshire, which was our little convention, much smaller, the policy unwritten was if somebody just walks in, then let them in. Most people are going to stop at the table and they're going to buy a ticket, but if somebody can't afford to buy a ticket, they just want to come in and watch, cool. If they start causing a problem, then they got to go.
It doesn't matter if they bought a ticket or not at that point.
Exactly. We're going to continue. Adam Kokesh is with us. We'll talk about what's going on with your presidential campaign, et cetera, here in moments. And by the way, he is from thefreedomline.com. This is Free Talk Live, and we're here at Anarchapulco 2018. Brought to you by Bitcoin.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2018, and just absolutely beautiful location, great people, right outside the beach here at the beautiful Princess Resort. Talking with interesting folks here throughout the conference and bringing it to you at freetalklive.com. I'm Ian Freeman. Mark Edge has stepped away. We've got Adam Kokesh with us. Hey, Adam.
Hello.
We were interviewing you just a moment ago, but we were talking about, part of the interview was talking about Cynthia McKinney, who is a former U.S. House representative for, how many terms, Cynthia? You're here now. Welcome.
I was in the Congress for six terms, 12 years.
12 years of your life you spent in probably one of the biggest government places in the world, the United States federal government in Washington, D.C., and eventually you left Congress. You've moved to a new chapter in your life, and Adam, you were telling us a little bit about that transition, but I wanted to hear it directly from you. Like, why are you at Anarchapulco 2018 as a former, you know, representative?
That's a very good question.
Oh, she's here is way more than that.
All right, tell me about it.
Well, actually, I'm here because Adam invited me to come.
Okay.
And so I think I kind of wanted to come, but I didn't really. I mean, when he said, "Will you come?" I eagerly snapped at the opportunity.
Really? What was your motivation? Why? Just because you like Adam and you've had a history with him and you guys get along, or what?
Well, we do have a history, and the history started in 2012 when he did an interview with me.
Well, before that, hold on. She's already selling herself short. The first time we met in person was at the National Press Club when she was being endorsed in her 2008 presidential run by Ron Paul, okay, along with Chuck Baldwin and Ralph Nader, and she was a Green Party nominee. And I was like, wow, she's been awoke all this time. I've been in the military and leading it. But then I got to interview her for Adam versus the Man.
Yeah.
Years later.
Right.
That's right. And so, actually, Adam gave me a pretty good challenge. And
this is back then.
This is back then, okay, in 2012.
Yeah.
And so, I would say it wasn't adversarial, but it was thought-provoking.
Sure.
And so, I started thinking. And then when I was in a position to actually develop my thinking more, because I became a professor and started teaching, mm-hmm, political science, then it was important for me to speak the truth to my students as I saw it.
It's always
so I couldn't tell them that the form of government they have, a republic, is the best form of government, indirect democracy. I could not tell them that. And so when I began to really look at it, it seemed really unfathomable to me that people would think that giving away their individual sovereignty to somebody else and then having to go and beg that person to do for them was actually an advanced political system. It is not, of course. And so the better system is one that allows us to retain our sovereignty.
Which is to say, no system whatsoever.
Well, it is a system.
Unless it's one that people volunteer into, right?
That's
Unless they
right.
consent.
That's right. And so now I think I've come out of the closet along with my son.
It was a beautiful moment today.
Yeah, you guys were on stage. What happened there?
What happened, Adam?
I don't know. I'd like to think some history was made.
Yeah.
What you were able to communicate in just bringing, I'd like to think that I was able to present you properly with the appropriate credibility and appreciation so that people can understand that you are a person of such distinct courage and principle that
not only two words you typically hear associated
right.
with politicians,
yeah, right.
by the way.
But I was never a politician.
Okay.
That your courage and integrity carried on beyond what could be dismissed as the grandstanding in D.C.,
yeah.
that you brought that into your own personal, intellectual, philosophical development and came out as an anarchist today. And, you know,
wow.
Every time we say this in the political context, I have to say, no rulers. And if you believe that humans should not have rulers,
so you don't mean
you're an anarchist.
Throwing destruction of property anarchist.
Well, I don't have to tell your audience that.
Well, but you do, because there's always people listening on the radio who
yeah.
maybe it's their first time, they're getting in a car at the airport that they just rented, and they're turning the key, and they're hearing for the very first time a discussion about this. So
well, and the reason this is a matter of courage and integrity for someone like Cynthia McKinney is that to say people shouldn't have rulers is to condemn what essentially you were taking on as an authority as a member of Congress, voting on things and being a part of that ruling class and saying, no, that was not a legitimate authority.
Well, let's put it this way. I was a part of the institution, but I was an outsider inside that institution.
Of course,
kind of like Ron Paul.
Was. Yes.
Exactly
yeah.
like Ron Paul. In fact, on many of the votes that were cast, there were only two red buttons up
mm-hmm.
there, and that was mine and his.
Mm-hmm. Did you get to run into him the other night when he was
Yes,
here?
Oh, I
yeah.
did.
Okay.
And he told me a fabulous story that I had forgotten about my very first exchange with him.
Really?
Yeah, it was after a vote. The Congress had voted to put chips in all of the farm animals.
Oh, dear.
And so he voted no. Of course, I voted no as well. So I went to him, and I said, you voted no on this. And he said, yes, because this is a bill to chip animals. And then he told me that my response to him was, yeah, and they're going to start chipping us next.
It's true. It's probably true. So that's a cool story. So he reminded you of that last night. And,
yes.
Man, it was cool seeing him here. Man, what a packed house for Ron Paul here at Anarchapulco. I mean, just the crowd loves him. You know,
yeah.
It's amazing. So you came out as an anarchist. What does that mean?
Well, now let me also provide some context for perhaps propaganda against the concept of anarchism.
Okay.
Now, I don't know this for a fact, but my students who love this Batman movies, they said that the anarchist in the Batman movies is a bad guy. And so mm-hmm. I told my students, well, actually, the anarchist is not the bad guy. The anarchist is the good guy. So this is a bit of propaganda to make us think
yep.
that anarchism is bad.
Deep
we
in the
see
culture.
That all the time. I mean, when you look at news media in the United States, anytime the word anarchist comes up, it's always with the connotation of, look at all these anarchists throwing bombs and, you know, destroying storefront windows. And, you know, those people may be calling themselves anarchists, but many of them are just people who want to have their own version of a government. They're mad because they don't have it, and they think they're going to get somewhere by destroying property or whatever.
Yeah, I come here and it's, oh my gosh, look at all these anarchists. circus and suits and ties and nice clothes and trading Bitcoin and having calm, reasonable conversations and listening to great speakers.
Where are you at with cryptocurrency? Have you been, I mean, if you're hanging around these people, you surely have been introduced to it. How do you feel about it? Are you familiar with Bitcoin and the rest of them?
Well, I'm kind of familiar, but mm-hmm. I'm not intimately familiar. I would like to become intimately familiar with not just blockchain, but the whole cryptocurrency concept. And, you know, I kind of am attracted to disruption.
Yes.
So anything that is a disruptor, I think I'm in favor of it.
It disrupts the brilliance of cryptocurrency. And, of course, Bitcoin was the first one created by Satoshi Nakamoto in 2009. It disrupts the banks and the government's control over money. And, of course, as we all know, he who controls the money is in control of everything, including most of the politicians as well. And so if we can take the power from the hands of governments and banks, of the power of money, and put that into the hands of the people, that's such a paradigm shift. It's something we've never experienced in our lifetimes or our grandparents' lifetimes, and it's hard to really even explain to people how important of a shift that really is. And we're only beginning to really see what the potential is of that shift. It's so exciting.
Yeah, but I want to know who Satoshi Nakamoto is.
He or she could be here right now.
Or they.
Or space aliens. I have no idea.
Or they could be somewhere in Washington, D.C. or close to Fort Meade or whatever. So, you know, I have a whole lot of questions as a naturally curious kind of person. I need to ask these questions and get some semblance of an answer before I become a true believer.
Oh, absolutely. And, it's an important thing to learn about. It's something that's not going away. So, you know, ask all kinds of questions. There's the great people here that certainly know a whole lot about it. In fact, Cryptopolco is an all-day-long affair, and that's happening. That's the final day of Anarchopolco, where every single speaker on stage is going to be there talking about cryptocurrency. So it's such an important concept for human freedom to get out from underneath. Even if you don't know who Satoshi Nakamoto is, you don't have to, because it's what they call open source, meaning that anybody who's a programmer can go in and read what the code is. So they will know if there's a back door by the NSA or whatever's in there. So it's totally transparent.
Okay.
And the blockchains, most of them are public, meaning that all the transactions are even transparent and auditable. So that creates protection. You may be busy. If not, do you want to stick with us for another segment? Because we can keep going. It's up to you.
Let's do one more.
One more?
Okay.
One more with Cynthia McKinney. Coming up here from Anarchopolco 2018 at the beautiful Princess Resort. This is Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.